Okay, I'm going to call the Goshen Clinton Mayor and Council meeting for Wednesday, May 24th. Order, meeting 7 p.m. announcing that all laws and governing the Open Public Meetings Act have been met, and accurate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. A copy of the agenda for this meeting was sent to the Huntington County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board on May 22nd, 2023, and was made available to the public to download on the Township's website prior to the meeting. Can you please join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, can you please call the attendance?
Councilman Blazer?
Here.
Councilman Cosmally?
Here.
Councilwoman Swerler?
Here.
President Strauss?
Here. Great. So the first item on our agenda is comments from the public for items listed on the agenda only. So I will open that public comment to the public.
Is the appropriate time for interviewing this month and discuss the resolution sent to our agenda?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Can you hear me? Because I'm afraid to touch that.
Well trained.
Last time I think it was with me. I am Mike Aversa, Chair of the Open Space for Township. He's also on Open Space, and we kind of manage the year program, as you well know. We met, I think it was May 10th, to talk about possible changes to the program. I'll say changes and possibly additions to the program. We were going to add a new property, and we decided not to for a variety of reasons. I sent the resolution off to Trishka, and she came back with questions and comments relative to the cover letter that we put on the website, stating that a good percentage of what we have is not in accordance with the township code. I was not aware that we had a separate code. Had I known that, I probably would have modified that. We even talked about that in the last meeting. But how do you want me to run through this? I think it's a pretty easy discussion. And we've been modifying the program as we go, Trishka. One of the things that we've encountered is we are not fully subscribed. We have yet to have an oversubscription of 100 where we can turn people away. So we've been trying over the years to get people to participate in the program by making changes, one of which is we had previously started out with 18 and over. We thought if we had people where they had to take a youth hunter, which is anybody above the age of 10, or an apprentice, which is somebody that wants to try hunting, you have to have a guardian slash mentor, we might entice some people to participate in the program. So if I had a 13-year-old kid and I couldn't take him with me, I probably wouldn't apply for the program. The other thing, which I mentioned at last meeting, is the average age of hunters is probably about 15 years. And a lot of guys have commented to me they're not comfortable climbing on the tree stands. So what we did, we talked about at the last meeting, was we were going to allow ground blinds on archery-only properties, and during the early archery season, only on properties that are both archery and gun. So that was kind of the background on some of the comments. So I guess it could be a simple discussion. We should probably just change the code. I know your comment was the fee is $50 in the code, but we raised it a couple years ago to $100. Okay, so and my comment would be, can we put something in the code so we're not putting a specific dollar amount that the council decides on an annual basis what the application fee should be? So, code or ordinance?
the ordinance, the coding is.
The ordinance, great. Okay.
So some of those items, you know, the council obviously, but also the ordinance, you know, the council can consider them. And then that can happen if the ordinance wanted to, if those need to be current in the front of the law, and not be revised, and that's what we're going to do. If the council passes an ordinance, probably actually, if it's moving on to that, then the proper law is going to change, so.
So what's the best way to proceed? I mean, I can summarize all the comments and share them.
Well, I think for tonight, it's really just running up to the law, if you have seven properties.
The properties have not changed.
Right, but I think everything that's changed, that the rules of government, code amendments, I can go back to, cover letter, and do a clean list for the council, send it to the board, and probably if there are other changes in the actual amendment, pass up to the council, and come out and then ask me.
You know, your comment about putting a URL directly to the open space page, that would have been, I hadn't even thought about it. And then the other thing, you wanted more clarity on the type of insurance, limits on the insurance, who were going to put that?
Just put paper line.
The paper line, yeah, exactly.
That's little stuff, and that's all in the cover letter, everything is, a lot of that stuff was in the, machines, objects, and all of them, and this is ordinance, so, but in terms of the draft resolution, it means that we, I think, really, other than, was talking in there, I think really the main item that I had to think about, you know, when I was mentioning that, is.
Well, we had talked about it at the last meeting, and I think everybody was in agreement, and we.
So that will take a vote, so, it comes out, it has to come out in front of ordinance.
So here's the question.
And then the code, then, the council can pass a resolution, not on this one.
So how does that impact us, because our lottery is going to be on June 5th?
Yeah, we have like a time constraint on that.
The earliest we introduce is the 10th, is our next meeting, and then it's hearing for the 24th, and then 21 days for effective date.
No, but on the lottery.
Here's a better question, if everybody's in agreement that we're going to modify the code, can we still do the lottery? We do the lottery, as you saw, June 5th is residents and employees of the township, and then June 12th is for everybody else. And then on July 11th, we have an orientation where somebody from each team has to come to the orientation, otherwise they don't get assigned a property. So that's kind of our process, it's been like that for the last 3 or 4 years. Can we proceed with that, even though we formally don't have a written code, but we know we're going to make a change?
Well, you can proceed with all that, because that's already in your code, it's talking about the
Okay, then.
But could they say, council's indicated to consider these changes? So maybe it attracts people, but we don't know that they're in place until they're in place, right? We can't figure it in.
How about under 18? That would be, I would assume that would be the same point.
That would be the same point, I don't know if that's something that we're going to be approved at that point, we also need to talk about that. I hear what you're saying, but when I hear that you're saying the public community property, I'm thinking around interest.
Just so you understand, when they're at that age, the guardian has to physically.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
We have an area that provides us with coverage, and they're not happy.
So they can say, no.
I'm going to tell the council, no, your carrier's not happy, that could have been part of it.
Yep.
Even though the hunters have their own carrier coverage too, of course, but even then, it comes back.
Yeah.
Absolutely, so, that one, again, that's going to be the council,
Okay, fair. So then I have to modify that to say they're considering it, but for the time being, it's 18.
You passed the motion.
Is there any other point that you feel, ground blinds under 18, anything else that you feel from because I can make all the modifications.
I don't have a letter from the...
It's okay.
On that one, just go back to my comments, massage it, send it to me, and then I'll apply anything else. Carla also mentioned code requires public notice and press release.
By the way, the code also states that the police department accumulates all the applications in the process. They don't.
You changed it.
I do. I actually had worked with Tom Sylvia, and I go through all the applications. So I saw that when I read the code.
Yeah.
And I saw it. The police have never been involved, other than the one or two pieces of paper that was physically signed that they can do background checks. Yeah, that's true.
So either the process has to change or the code has to change.
For the current process, would it be sufficient if these guys were to meet with the chief to involve the police?
I think at this point, yes. That part of the law that's continuing, I think, is ultimately the whole problem. So all of the chief, you know, it's ultimately...
Okay. So he's delegating.
I'm not going to have to change the process at the moment.
I think if I gave what I had to go through last year with the paperwork, the chief, he would turn it back at me. It was atrocious.
Or the police department only knew background checks, if we knew anything else.
Well, that's those two pieces of paper that we signed for. I think one is if they were convicted of any type of crime, you know, they can do a background check to make sure that they can get allowed to be hunt or whatever. And the other one was Division of Fish and Wildlife violation. Those are the two that we specifically signed that we were supposed to get and work in.
So I can wrap my head around this. Can we talk about what we can do now and what we should do?
Everything that is in the resolution that we can do now.
Tonight.
Honestly, I think that is really hard to have captured in the essential of the program, which is the property is in the where the property is currently owned, like all the essentials and the real permits. That's all captured in the resolution. And they said the only thing in the draft resolution is the program.
Yep.
Everything else shows all of the requirements, how it can work, and the membership of the that's fine to put in the resolution because the code specifically allows you to make those additional conditions by resolution. So it's in a resolution. So anything that the code comes up with, for instance, on the bag limits, previously within the requires a certain number of those, the title grant is nowhere in the resolution. The one bugs you can't help are those that don't handle, so I shouldn't handle this. But again, that's not the same under the code. The code comes in the resolutions and decide who wants to make those, you know, have any type of requirements in terms of the number of people that's here,
and we did change that from last year.
Right, and all of that's captured in the resolution. So, really, the resolution
So let me understand the lottery. Are we still, I want to understand this perfectly, so we can still continue with the lottery at that date?
So here's what I understand. I'm going to take any reference to ground lines out of the public record. hopefully by July 11th, we know where we stand with that, and I can announce the agreements at the organization that you will be allowed to move around by the morning, or you're not. Okay? And the other big one, in my opinion, is under 18. We're going to consider under 18, but we have some digging to do to make sure our carrier and so forth, hopefully by July 11th, we'll be ready. So that will just come out and just say it has to be. Ironically, we did get an email from Michelle, and her son took all the risk tests, but doesn't turn 10 until September, and we wanted to know if he could put him on the application. And as soon as he turns 10, he can then, once he's passing the physical test, he can provide a license, et cetera, and so they're not respond to that one. But we don't know where we're going.
So, I checked the code. The notice provision says, a press release and or notice informing the public of the designated hunting dates and locations shall be published on the website. I don't, where
does it have to be?
Yeah. I don't see any lottery, but maybe there's something mentioned elsewhere. I kind of did a search. Maybe that
would put it on the website. They've done an email blast for all the residents who have signed up. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I know
people.
Oh, okay.
I have a copy.
Well, I don't, I mean, I don't have a copy.
Yeah, we're getting into the weeds.
Yeah.
Just to keep things moving, if we push it off, before you know it, it'll be September and it'll be late. So I'll modify the cover letter as based on this discussion, send it back to you. I'll copy, you copy Amy, Bill, and Brian. I'll copy everybody. And unfortunately, I'm not able to mark it up, so I'm just going to have to make changes. And so, and I'll get it over to you. Anything else that you want to talk about?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you all.
Okay, anyone else from the public wish to address items listed on the agenda? There will be a second part for items not on the agenda at the end of our meeting. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. All items listed on the consent agenda have an asterisk and are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be not be a separate discussion on these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or a citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Is there, for the members of Council, is there anything on the consent agenda you wish to have moved? Mark?
The minutes are in that, correct? I just need to abstain on February 22nd. So I guess when we vote, I'll just abstain on that one particular item.
Yeah. All right. Seeing no others, any member of the public wish to have the consent agenda removed? Seeing none, I'll look for a motion to move the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion.
And a second?
A second.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Good. Thank you. Brings us to reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yes. The Planning Board had a regular meeting on Monday, May 15th. It was mainly administrative matters, proof of resolution of paying vouchers. There was a non-notice hearing granting a short-term second extension of the temporary certificate of occupancy to an applicant who is still finishing their landscape. So they'll be back and they request some additional relief. So kind of we've issued extensions in the past, nothing so unusual, just give it a little. The master plan consistent review, which we all noticed, Did not occur on the stormwater management ordinance. You didn't get a letter from the planning board. That was carried to the next meeting, which will still be within the 35-day review period. The ordinance subcommittee needs some time to review the ordinance, and I'll talk more when we open the hearing. In particular, better stand some changes to gravel and recharge map. Next meeting will be June 5th. Sewage Authority has moved their regular monthly meeting from June 1st to June 8th. Time to be determined. That's to give their professionals time to open the bids for the North Pump Station upgrade in hopes to be approved without even get that long-awaited project out. Finance Committee, nothing. Canvas Subcommittee, I will follow up with the mayor on when we think we're going to have a work session to discuss that. We will send you a proposal. We're going to be not allowed.
Is the party still interested?
Last I heard. I hope he still is, but he's not in touch. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Kozniewski.
I have nothing to report.
Councilman Schwitmer.
Open Space Committee, the hunting resolution is big on our list. Our meeting is actually tomorrow. Let's see, we had the disc golf clinic in the drizzle, and it was actually quite successful. I suggest going over there and just walking it. It's absolutely gorgeous with the purple flowers going on over there. Very happy how it turned out, because it's such a mess before when we started. Beaver Brook, we are having that historic walk. Again, I keep repeating myself, I just want people to know. That's June 17th. Mike McHugh, Open Space member, will be leading that. And the field trip is getting close to the Clinton Catholic School District. Some sixth graders will be going to Windy Acres for the class trip. I've been waiting 3 years for this, so taking the day off. So I'm working with the DPW as far as making sure it's maintained. The pavilion's a mess that needs to be taken care of. The school is hiring the naturalist over from the county to do a nature walk. I'll be doing that as well, and then the teachers will be having their class, so I'm excited about that. So that's June 8th. DC and Green Team all report again together. This is another thing, a resolution I'm interested in as well in regards to invasives. I hope we get some support from you guys on that. Apparently they're voting on this tomorrow, so if we approve it, I'd like to get the message over to them as soon as possible. And I'm sure maybe you saw on social media, Sustainable New Jersey Green Team, Mario, we got $2,000 to do a donating $2,000 of pollinator garden to North Clarendon. So if you go into North Clarendon or the Seniors Park, and that little circle right there where the theater is and the gymnasium, it's really going to be right there. It's really going to be nice. So the North Clarendon Board of Ed approved or accepted the donation last night officially. So June 6th at 2:30, we're going to be over there actually doing it. And the maintenance crew is helping with like the landscaping, you know, material that's been set there and everything like that. So that's good. Green Fair, July 8th. I've been talking about that a lot, so hopefully we'll get a lot of people going there. Our next EC meeting is June 1st, and our next Green Team meeting is June 13th. Also, another resolution, I wanted 3 resolutions here today, in regards to the grant company that sort of expired, I think in December, so that's the company that will look for grant opportunities for the township, so I'd like to start that up again, so that's also for the agenda.
Great. My report is brief. For Clinton Township Board of Education, I do not have a report this month. For Historical Preservation Commission, their next meeting is Wednesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. And for Public Safety, I did have routine communications with Chief DeRosa. I want to again commend the 3 officers that received the 200 Club Award last Wednesday, the 17th. I know Councilman Kozniewski was in attendance there, so thank you. And I want to also acknowledge Councilman Kozniewski's son for getting life-saving valor award at the event as well.
Thank you.
It was awesome. And also, police officer interviews were completed, and we actually have 2 resolutions on this evening's agenda. And I'm just going to, after I'm done speaking, ask the administrator if has anything to say about that. Under fire, again, routine communications with Chief Emery. EMS, Carla emailed out the report for South Branch Emergency Services. And just one thing, I did receive an email this evening from a resident in Darby Court about a concern about the construction that was going on. I did talk to the police chief on my way in, and I will report back to the resident that that construction has been put on hold. So I'll let them know. So Administrator Close, did you have anything to say about the recruits?
Very pleased with the, first off, the number of applicants that we had for the positions with the township police department. Thought you had not only a good response, but a number of very qualified individuals that we think would have been made good candidates, but we ended up selecting two individuals from the list. We initially pared it down to five, then we pared it down to three, and then went to two. Two individuals are here, Francesca Testaduro and James Macedo. Macedo is from Clinton Township originally. Was also a police officer in Virginia for a while, so he comes with some experience. So both individuals are very interested, highly qualified, and I think they have to go through the academy, as all, you know, candidates do. Even with his experience, there are some elements of his certifications that may be accepted. We have to wait for the state to determine which of those will be accepted, and that would reduce the amount of time he would have at the academy. But otherwise, you know, there will be a portion of it that he will have to complete as well, given the standards in New Jersey versus the standards in Virginia. But we're very pleased to have both, very pleased to add the female to the force, and I think that there are going to be assets to the community for many years to come.
Would we can fully staff that for this year?
Yes.
Will it be caught up, or?
There probably will be one more councilman. Okay. I think that we'll have one more slot, given you had some, the balance of people coming and going. I think there is one more slot left, and then I think we'll be at your full complement for the department.
Thank you. All right. I'm sorry, Jessica, did you have anything? Move on to public hearings. So our first is, yes. That's okay. I lost my group. Okay. So, yes, number one. So I read the ordinance first, and then we go into the present. So number one is a capital ordinance for improvements to Petticoat Lane and various other roads by the Township of Clinton in the County of Clinton, New Jersey, appropriating the total amount of $1,500,000, which $1,350,000 is from the General Capital Fund, Capital Improvement Fund, and $150,000 is from the New Jersey Department of Transportation Municipal Aid Program. So at this point, I will open up the public hearing. Ordinance, anyone? Okay. I'll close the public hearing. I'll look for a motion to move this, accept this ordinance. Second?
Second.
Carla, please.
Councilman Blaker?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilman Switla?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, number two is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Huntington County, New Jersey, amending the Township Stormwater Management Regulations set forth in Article 35, Surface Water Management of Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton. So here's where we...
All right, so today is the public hearing.
So as I will talk about this more if the public hearing is carried. The ordinance is primarily driven from our adoption of highway centers, and it has to do with changing our groundwater map, essentially, so to carry on with that. To do that, there's a process that we've gone through behind this, and it's a definitional difference, but the criteria is slightly different. We're moving from the, bear with me, I was about to say this correctly, the prime groundwater recharge definition for the Highland Regional Master Plan to what's called the municipally important groundwater recharge. So they're very similar. They get to the same thing about the water going to the aquifer, but the criteria is slightly different. Because that criteria is different, the parcels in the township that are subject to the rules of the law are different. There's a huge overlap, no change in a lot of areas. There are at least the parcels that are added, and some parcels are subtracted. So we've been working with the township planner to get a map explaining those changes, to understand what they are, and make sure we fully understand. Basically, the change was where all of the groundwater recharge from Highland Center goes away, and that's required and necessary for the water to develop those areas. We've also made a change for one of the affordable housing parcels, and that we do. It's the other parcels we want to spend a little bit of time with. We'll have a call tomorrow morning. My hope is that we'll have this map available showing you changes. We map the website, not as part of the ordinance, but as additional information for anyone who's interested. So because that work is not done, I would like to request the council maybe to carry this to the next meeting and have further discussion.
Sure, why not? Do we have to do that in form of a motion?
Yes, just by way of explanation, the council proposed to do this motion. And they have the explanation for the planning board than the public, so we're not better to have all the information.
Second one is June 14th. Oh, June 10th is the
second.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
June
14th. Those two exhibits, Bill, that were part of the change as well?
No, the exhibits, I would not say necessarily going to change. We're just clarifying the one exhibit, which is an app that we might we'll offer some clarification. I don't anticipate changes, but again, we haven't done the review. So if changes, we'll deal with that. Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm sorry, I have a motion from Councilman Pachinowski. A second?
I'll second.
Councilman Blazer, thank you. Corolla?
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman
Pachinowski? Yes.
Councilwoman
Blazer? Yes. Councilman Blazer? Yes. Leads us to H on the agenda, which is our resolutions for this evening. First one being number 7. Resolution supporting S2186 and companion bill A3677, prohibiting the sale, distribution, or propagation, I like that word, invasive plant species.
We also, Environmental Commission voted unanimously to support this as well.
Right.
And they are voting on it tomorrow, so I don't know how that works. Send them a copy of this. Is it too late? Okay.
Yeah,
that's if you guys
vote for it. Apparently, New Jersey's one of either 2 or 5 states that doesn't have an invasive species law, which is interesting. And in regard to state, I guess we welcome all plants.
You got to try to fix this problem. And, these invasives are just taking over. It's hard to. We can't control it, so
we need to stop it. If you had a tree of life, we would have had a spotted lantern buffer.
There's plenty of plants and shrubbery that you can buy. You don't need these.
If you make the motion.
Thank you, Councilman Blazer. Corolla?
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Yes. All right, number 8, one of the resolutions we briefly touched on before. Resolution authorizing the hiring of Francesca Escudero as a police officer. And as Administrator Close said before, and I echo his words, we look forward to the new additions to the department. For a motion on that.
I'll move.
A second. Corolla?
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Number 9 is a transfer of a liquor license.
I'll
I'll move.
Davis, yeah.
Do we have any details on that?
Yeah, what is that, that's,
It was, Jennifer Hill?
Yes.
Yeah, for here, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, my, copy of mine doesn't.
Is it being canceled, too?
The details on that.
The Jennifer's?
It's right here.
Cure LLC is the company.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's being canceled from Jennifer Hill to Jennifer Hill?
It's just different.
Oh, it's just a legal entity change?
Yeah.
Okay. Say that again? Okay.
All right.
So, Amy, I move.
I'm one of their best customers, by the way.
We'll take that as a second, Carl.
Exactly.
Corolla, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Chakowski?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, next one's a resolution awarding contract for Petticoat Lane roadway improvements, contract number 1-23, or 1-23.
This is the reconstruction part of Petticoat, so now we're spending some of the money we passed the capital orders before. There'll be another piece, I think, for the milling and paving for the other part of Petticoat eventually, hopefully, this year, maybe next year, and then more to come. So, this was been contemplated for a long time, and this we have $150,000 grant from the state, which will partly offset the costs and the cost given. Lower than our estimate, but we'll see what happens. So I will make the motion on this one.
I'll second.
Thank you, Carla.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Chakowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slippery?
Yes.
Yes. All right, number 11, resolution authorizing a service agreement with Millennium Strategies for grant writing services. This is what Councilman Swivitt brought up before. This is the company that we started with last year, right? And then, all right.
Is this a e-based or a retainer-based?
It's a portal.
You pay for the portal. To have access, Scott.
To have access to availability of knowing what state grants, private foundation grants might be available under a variety of categories. If you choose to pursue them, you can write them yourselves. Obviously, it's an in-house cost to absorb through staff. If you need the resources of the firm, then there is an hourly fee that you would pay for the additional assistance that might be needed. If you were to decide to utilize them.
Right.
That's not incumbent as part of using it for them.
But the agreement allows us to.
It allows you to do that, correct.
All right, that's good. Thank you.
So if we had one of our departments, sir, that was wanted to utilize the services, would that be a resolution you'd have to approve beforehand, the expenditure, or the...
To utilize it?
Yeah, like to get them to...
No, they would simply put through, they would issue a memorandum to the office, I'd approve it, they would issue a purchase order for application to extend the funds based upon the estimated number of hours that might be needed. So you put, for example, $100 an hour, they estimate 10 hours for it. You then modify it subject to the actual number of hours that it might require, which could be a few less or a few more, depending on the nature of the application and the extent.
Awesome. Call for a motion to move that.
Okay, I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Chakowski?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next resolution is a resolution authorizing the purchase of a Gravely PT 560 from Montague Tool and Supply through the Bergen Bids contract number BC-Bid-22-09, not to exceed $42,000. And this is mowers for Public Works.
And this again was contemplated in the budget for this year.
Right.
Yes, all these funds were allocated to your budget, your capital improvement program. They're part and parcel of the having parks department, a division of the road department. Having done that, set that up now, the mowers were necessary for the number of fields and grounds that you need to maintain. So we're purchasing them, and you had to do your capital improvement ordinance earlier in tonight's meeting. You do that first so that you actually have the funding in place
This, the resolutions allow the expenditure of it by the finance department, with the department.
And this is bringing some of our money in-house, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so this is like the long-term win is that we're doing it rather than hiring a continuous hire.
Yes, instead of using an outside firm, which you used to utilize, you're now doing it in-house. I think so far it seems to have gone well, and I think it allows more attention to the town's parks, fields, and grounds, and allows you to do some things that previously you had not been able to do.
On that, I will make a motion.
A second.
Thank you.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is a resolution approving tree removal at the Field of Dreams. The contractor, Tree King, MCCPC, contract number 18, not to exceed $8,625. So this is ash trees, I believe, that have been identified at the Field of Dreams, so the park is now enclosed while this tree removal is going on.
That's correct. There are a number of trees that over the years have grown up adjacent to the playground park area. They've been identified as trees that need to be removed for safety concerns and reasons. The park's been closed until such time as the trees could be removed, and now be removed. And there'll be some mulch put down as well underneath to create a safer pad for any youth. The children will be using the playground area. So those two things will be done as part of this project. And then it'll be real.
Second?
Second.
Thank you, Bill.
Councilman Fletcher?
Yes.
Councilman Poploskis?
Yes.
Councilman Fletcher?
Yes.
Yes. All right, next one's a resolution authorizing the purchase of a gas boy fueling station pedestal from E.M. Grant, not to exceed $8,118. Understand this will match the one at Station 2, fueling, and complete the system that started a few years ago.
Right, you had a system in place. Over time, there have been some issues with it. Some maintenance items had developed over the course of several years. The technology had changed from the time that the township had initially purchased the system. We went back in, reviewed it with the DPW director, Mr. Maxiao. So in order to utilize the system fully, get the reports on usage, and so he can identify for not only who's using it, but the vehicles that are using it. And for efficiency purposes, we had to implement this system and buy this additional equipment.
Again, we'll discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Councilman Fletcher?
Yes.
Councilman Poploskis?
Yes.
Councilman Fletcher?
Yes.
Yes. Next is a resolution regarding Clinton Township's 2023 through 2024 Deer Management Program, which we discussed at the beginning of our meeting.
I'll move
to
questions.
Oh,
resolution. Can we attach the maps from last year to this year and carry them forward? There's a reference to the maps.
So, I tried very hard not to go over to the attached maps.
Okay.
That
makes sense. The other one was referring to something Mr. Verson mentioned about permits to make sure first come, first serve basis. Shouldn't we talk about only upon submission of completed application? Because I think incomplete application.
That's already specified in the code.
Perfect.
It's there. The only reason that part is in the resolution is that the code is
I'll second.
Thank you.
We got a second.
Thank you.
Councilman Blair?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Swetler?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Next resolution is a resolution authorizing payment to South Branch Emergency Services, not to exceed $57,500. This will be 102 payments a year.
Yep, to cover our costs upon the motion.
Yes.
Thank you, Carla.
Captain?
Yes.
Councilman Fletcher?
Yes.
Councilman Poploskis?
Yes.
Councilman Fletcher?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Next resolution is a resolution authorizing the hiring of James Macedo as a police officer, as Administrator Close discussed earlier in the meeting. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Carl.
Councilman Fleischer?
Yes.
Councilman Kozinski?
Yep.
Councilwoman Slackton?
Yes.
Yes. And lastly, I'll look for a motion for the payment of the bills that were listed.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second one, spending spree tonight.
Awesome, thank you.
Councilman Fleischer?
Yes.
Councilman Kozinski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slackton?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. All right, this is a part in our agenda where we invite members of the public to discuss anything that's not on the agenda. Wow. Seeing none, before we adjourn, I'm going to exercise some executive privilege here. And thank you, Amy. If I can ask Carla to please come on up here.
Thank you, everybody.
And I just wanted to say a few things, if I could. On behalf of the council and the citizens, I want to thank you for your many years of service. Not only to work closely with us, but to your friends and prominent members of the community and your family. We miss you. Ottawa was funny for the family, although we're deeply saddened. We wish you luck in your next step. Yeah.
Thank you for trying.
Well, that is my purpose. No, but thank you very much. Absolutely. Yeah, very soon. So, but thank you again. Yeah, wish you enough.
Is that your replacement?
Lindsay is here. Lindsay works for me, and we hired her to be the new confidential assistant in the office. Lindsay, because of her background, will be filling in until such time as we advertise for the position and then make a decision on filling. But she will be covering the meetings until that time. She's here tonight to essentially shadow Carla. But her background, she's done this before.
Well, with that, Councilman Leyden,
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
No, hold on. Councilman Leyden?
Yes.
Councilman Kozinski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slackton?
Yes.
Yes.
And we're done.
Thank you.
Good job, Marsh.